What's up, guys? It's Lady Mo, and welcome to In Worship Wednesday. On this evening, I feel led to pray, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. No music, just prayer. How many of you know that prayer changes things? I'm a living witness that prayer changes things. I know that when you pray and you seek God wholeheartedly, that He will move. And a lot of times it's almost immediate. When He moves, it's beautiful. And it just gives you hope. And then you're able to stand on the Word of God and know that He hears you. He hears the prayers of the righteous. Heavenly Father, I come to you with my head bowed, my heart humble, and I just want to say thank you. I thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God, for your word, for your son, Jesus. I thank you, God, for family, for friends, a source of income. I thank you, God, for transportation to and fro. I thank you, Lord, for shelter. I thank you, God, for hot water, for heat, for air, different things that you have provided, different resources you have provided that give me a sense of comfort right here on earth. Thank you, God, for being this amazing artist as you have given us green trees and beautiful flowers and a blue sky. Lord, I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. I can hear your birds chirping. I can hear the wind blowing. I can smell the flowers. I can smell food. I can taste the food that you have provided, vegetables and fruits. Lord, help me to not take advantage of anything that you've placed on this earth just for me. Just for me. You did it all for me. The earthquakes, the volcanoes, the hurricanes, the tornadoes. All this stuff has purpose. We don't like it sometimes. Many times we don't like it. It's uncomfortable and it's scary. But God, everything that you allow to happen down here happens with a purpose. You are a purpose-driven God. And Lord, we just pause and say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the small things as well as the big things. Lord, the breath of life, the breath of life. Thank you, God, for my heart that beats, my eyes that see, my hands that touch. I have legs to walk. I'm in my right mind. There are so many who open their eyes, Lord, but may not be in their right mind. There are so many who may not open their eyes and may have a machine to help them to breathe or their heart to beat. But God, you saw fit to allow me to sustain, to allow me to continue. And Lord, as I live, I ask that you just allow me to utilize your body, my body that you've given me as your temple, that you may get the glory. Dear God, I pause and I ask that you forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, the ones that we know of and the ones that we don't know of. Dear God, you said that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Lord, I know that if you touch me and clean me up, you will make me whiter than snow. And Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, God, that you saw fit to see a sinner like me that is so not worthy. And you've allowed me to have a right to the tree of life. Jesus told Nicodemus that he has the opportunity to be born again, to be born of the water, to be born of the Spirit. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. God, I want to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. It is in the spirit that, God, we connect. If I chase after things that are of the flesh, I'll never get close to you. But Jesus said that we have to die daily. We have to allow our flesh to die daily. Bury this flesh. The flesh desires things that are carnal, things of this world. But God, I ask that you just come in and help us to be able to choose to deny our flesh of its desires and feed it that and feed the spirit that's within it. Because God, when we feed that spirit that's within us, it draws us closer to you. And as we draw closer to you, we're able to know you more. And our eyes become open, our spiritual eyes become open, and we're able to see and receive what thus saith the Lord. God, it's not easy. And you never said that it would be. But you promised to be with us. You told us, Jesus told us to be of good cheer. Take heart, because he has overcome the world. Jesus walked this earth. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're wrestling against. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. But we're able to put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword, the word of God, and fight. Stand our ground and fight. Our weapons are not guns and knives. It's the word of God. It's be able to hear these lies that are planted right here on this earth and fight against them with the word of God. David said, your word have I embedded in my heart that I may not sin against you. God, I thank you for your word that you left right here that we're able to open and meditate upon, read and study and learn of you. Dear God, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I renounce generational curses that have kept us back and held us bound. Lord, I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. And I loose the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Dear God, help us to open our hearts that you may come in and sup with us. Dear Lord, I ask that you just build a river in someone's desert. Make ways out of no way, because someone can't see the way. But Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Right now, someone needs Christ in their life. And I ask you, Lord, to just show yourself. Show and prove that you are God and you are God alone. You are God and you are God alone. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Dear God, hold our hands. And help us, God, to not go astray. Help us to not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, as we know that you will direct our path. Help us, God, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Prune us, Lord, as God, we are the branches. We are the branches, and Jesus is the vine. Help us, God, to abide in Christ, and Christ in us. You are a God that will never fail. And Lord, we honor you on today. We honor you on today. And we trust that you will do what you said you will do. We stand firm in your word. We stand firm in your word, God. And we expect you to come through. We expect you to not delay. We expect you to honor your promises. Help us, Lord, to delight ourselves in you so that we can receive the desires of our hearts. We ask, God, that you just continue to keep our nation. We ask, God, that you just dwell in the White House. Dwell right there in the White House. This nation is still your nation. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We know, God, that you are in control. And that nothing can happen without your permission. Lord, we place in all of our concerns and our cares, and we're casting them right at your feet, trusting and believing that you will take care of us. That you will cover your own. Thank you, God. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that you bless our words, our children, the schools, and cover us all right now in the name of Jesus. These and many blessings we ask in your holy and precious name. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.